Good to see everybody here this morning. I'm trying to imagine just get a good view here and imagine the group so I can remember here later. Been on the phone with Tommy Smith a lot lately, Jeff. The treasurer at Piney Grove, Mike, asked me to block Tommy's phone number. So regardless, it's so good to see all of you. It's really good to see Hunter and Will and Al Burns and Guy McDaniel, Tommy and Jeff. I could name so many of you. It feels like a second family here at O'Neill, and we're really excited. My wife and children are excited to be here today. My kids did tell me that they did not appreciate the hour and 5 minute ride in. We normally drive about 2 minutes and we're at services, so they weren't especially thankful for that part of the day. But regardless, we've made it. We're here now, so we're excited to be here. I'll spare you all the rest. I would like to just talk to you for a while and enjoy some time with you. But at this time, worship and study God together with you. And this morning, had lots of lessons to draw from. And I wanted to do one I recently did at Piney Grove, and that's on hearing. Hearing is the first step to becoming a Christian. It is an invaluable part of staying a faithful Christian, and it's something that the world we live in today seems to fail in, and that's hearing the Word of God. Appreciate Will in the Bible reading, and we're going to use that passage here in just a moment. But we know that he read earlier that they had dull ears. They were not willing to hear. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, the most famous verse on hearing, it says, "So faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God." I want you to question your faith today. I want you to question your hearing today. We get on to my dad a lot because we say that he needs hearing aids. My dad's 60 years old, and I don't know if it's pride, I don't know if it's he just doesn't want to change or what it is, but he's not willing at this point to get hearing aids. But if I call him and I call and my daughter can give you the skit. My 10-year-old daughter could do this better than me. I'd say, "Hey, Dad." And he'd say, "Who is this?" I say, "It's Mitchell." "Mitchell who?" "How many Mitchells do you know?" And he said, "What do you need?" I said, "What are you doing?" "What?" And he'd just go, "You can't have a conversation." Now, in person, he can hear you. Times when it comes to our faith, the reason we're not growing spiritually, the reason the church doesn't grow, the reason the brotherhood doesn't expand and we don't build up and grow spiritually as God would have us to do is we're not hearing. We're hearing a lot of television, we're hearing a lot of radio, we're hearing a lot of things in this life, we're not hearing a lot of God and His Word. Turn to Matthew chapter 13 with me. We've studied the parable of the sower so many times at Piney Grove, through studying the parable for various reasons. But I want to point out something about this parable this morning that I want you to think about in Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. Listen just for the word, "hear or heareth." Please, I'm not trying to take away from the parable, but try to really focus on the word, "hear or heareth." I'm in Matthew 13, starting at verse 18. "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed in the stony place is the same as he that heareth the word," that's the third time we've seen it, "and anon with joy receives it. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, for when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, the deceitfulness of richness, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. In order to become a Christian this morning, if you're not a child of God, if you've never obeyed the gospel, or if you know someone, you've got to hear the word of God. You can't be a Christian if you haven't heard, guy. It just don't happen like that. You're not going to go buy the new Peachy Peach Bluebell ice cream if you hadn't heard about it. Unless you stumble upon it. Well, there it is. You've seen it. Now you've heard about it. There's so many things in life you'll never do or see unless you hear about it. One of them is the Word of God. Not only do you have to hear God's Word to become a Christian, but being a faithful Christian requires hearing continuously. You have to constantly hear God's Word. Look at Luke chapter 8 at verse 21. Luke 8 at verse 21. "And he answered and said to them, My mother and my brethren are these which hear the Word of God and do it. That's what Jesus said. Who's your brethren? Those that hear. Will, I think maybe you played baseball in your day. You ever picked up a ball or bat 10 years after you hadn't touched one? It's not as easy as mentally you might have thought. Maybe some of it comes back to relatively well. There's a lot of things in life, if you don't do them all the time, use it or lose it. Right? Spanish for me. When I was in high school, I took some Spanish classes. Como estás, usted hoy? I learned a little Spanish. But you know what? Today I can give you about 10 lines, and those are the 10 lines that I use all the time. The rest of it, they start to think I know Spanish, and they start speaking Spanish. I don't know. It's the same with God's Word. So many people think that they're Christians or brethren, but they're not hearing God's Word continuously. Look at John chapter 6 at verse 45. John 6 at verse 45. It is written in the prophets, and they that shall all be taught of God, but every man therefore that has heard and has learned of the Father comes unto me. How are we supposed to come to Jesus and come to the will of the Father if we don't hear His Word continuously? Any of you have social media? Let's listen real good here to be real honest. How many of you have social media? MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. I know I said MySpace as a joke. That one's about extinct, right? Okay. I don't have any social media. So if you look for me today, later on Facebook or Twitter, and you can't find me, that's understandable because I'm not there. But let me tell you something. When I was growing up, smoking was an epidemic. It was a pandemic. People smoked everywhere. Well, now there's hardly a restaurant or a public location where they allow smoking. There's been all types of things that plague the world. But you know what plagues us today? I left my phone with my wife. But if I had it, I would hold it up right now and I would show you a plague our world. Mike, do you know what I'm talking about? People can look at Facebook for hours. They can tell me stuff that I've never heard of because they're on Facebook. Did you hear about this? Did you see this? And they can. It's addicting. People don't look at God's Word. They're not hearing God's Word. They're not interested in coming to a Bible study and studying Habakkuk. They're not interested in studying from God's Word to learn more about how do I get to heaven? How can I handle all the evil that's in the world? Look at James chapter 1. You know, I mentioned social media. It's just the most recent thing that Satan's tried to use to distract us. What about our televisions? How many of you like college football? I know you do. A lot of people do. Maybe Major League Baseball. My dad's a big Braves fan. Well, you know how long the average college football game lasts? 3.5 hours. You know how long some of them last? 4+ hours. And most of us can sit right there and watch the whole thing. Can you imagine if Tommy got up here tonight and said, we're going to change our services to O'Neill, and in the morning we're going to start having a 4-hour service? We're going to have preaching for 4 hours. We're going to have study for 4 hours. Now I understand our attention spans are only so long. Look at James chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in the glass, for he beholds himself, and he goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continueth, we're going to hear continuously. We're going to do what we hear continuously. He being not a forgetful hearer. Listen to that. A forgetful hearer. You ever did that? Hey, my wife don't let me go to the grocery store. She don't even ask me to. The other day, She's trying to get sour sleep, and I said, do I need to go and take care of what we needed to do, Jordan? She said, yeah, you need to go so I can get sour sleep. So my goal was to go and get two things, and some lunch. I came home with lunch and one thing, and I got home, and the other thing was for me. And this is no joke. This is serious. How many times do you walk from your living room to your kitchen or your kitchen to your bedroom and you went for a reason and you say, oh no, I forgot what I came in here for. That's it. That's why you need to attend services all the time. If you're here this morning and you're physically able, you need to be here tonight. I shouldn't have to tell you that. Now, I don't worship at O'Neill regularly, but I worship at Piney Grove regularly. And we have a board just like you do. Let me tell you something about our board. On Sunday morning, it may say 55 or 60. It may say 45 on a bad week. And then at night, you know what it's going to say? 40 to 45, which is less. I don't understand that. Is it not a good place to be? Do you go to work on Monday, but you don't go to work on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday? Well, I went on Monday. I went on Sunday morning. I don't need to hear what's going to be preached on Sunday night. Well, tonight maybe we have a young man that's never obeyed the gospel who's baptized, and you're not going to be here to see it and be touched by that. We may have a young lady who's going to come back and be restored, but you don't need to be here to see that and encourage her and be touched by that. You've heard enough. To be a faithful Christian, we've got to hear continuously, or we're going to be a forgetful hearer. Look at Luke chapter 11 at verse 28. Luke 11 at verse 28. But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Just going back to the parable in Matthew, you had different types of ground that the seed fell upon, and there were some that didn't keep it. They heard it, but they didn't keep it. Only that fourth piece of ground was successful in keeping what they heard. And if I'm going to be faithful, I need to hear continuously. Do we have any teachers in here? I taught school for 7 years. Mike, I don't know if you knew that about me. I was a middle school and high school teacher for 7 years. I'm retired. I'm not kidding. I'm retired. Regardless. See, that was so exciting I lost my thought there, right? No, here's the idea. I taught school for 7 years. And as I think about this idea of hearing and teachers, you know what we had to do every year at the beginning and at the end? In service. Any teachers know what in service is? Yeah. Or professional development. You know what that is? Yeah. And I'm sure that there's other vocations that are very similar. You have to practice. You have to go to more training. Why? Because if you're going to do good at your craft and stay active, you need to constantly be growing. And if I'm going to be a faithful Christian, I need to constantly be hearing. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. If my faith's going to grow and develop, then I need to constantly hear God's Word. I need to constantly be reminded. I need to constantly learn new things or apply new things that mean something different as my life changes and I grow. As I now have kids, as I now have new responsibilities and roles in life for the work of the church, I need to constantly hear. Well, let me tell you something about that. You can't hear in three situations. You can't hear when you don't properly worship God. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. If this verse has never been read at this building, then I'm going to leave because I know it has. I know that this verse has been read over and over at every church building that there is, probably of all sorts of faiths. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Do any of you have kids that play ball? Listen to what I'm asking you. Do any of you have children or grandchildren that play ball? What if their team has 10 players? That takes 9 to field a softball or baseball team, I think. Softball may have different rules. It takes 9 to field a baseball team. What if you decide your kid was going to go to every other game? And the other parents, about half the team, decided that. The team couldn't play half their ball games. What about these Bible classes? Do you think your kids want to go to Bible class? I hope so. Well, what if they're only getting to come every other Sunday morning? Well, on Wednesday nights, we hardly ever go. How are they supposed to get the true nurture and admonition and growth that they need? How are they supposed to hear? Now, obviously, you should be doing some in the home as well. But you can't hear God's Word when you don't properly worship God. When you learn to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength, you want to worship God. You want to be there, as the verse ahead, verse 24, it said, to edify and encourage the other brethren, to be part of the work at O'Neill. I want that. But you can't hear when you don't properly worship. You just can't. I'm going to give you another school reference. You ever had those kids where they don't come to school a lot? Teachers? I'm going to tell you something. You can't fail a kid anymore unless one thing. Matt Taylor would tell you this. If they don't come to school. Truancy. That's all they care about. Truancy. They can make an F on everything they do and not be passing, but they'll pass. But if they don't come to school, surely they will fail them. Truancy. Why? Well, Monday we go over this, Tuesday we go over this, Wednesday, Friday we're going to have a test. What are you supposed to do when they show up on Friday and they ain't been there all week? How are they supposed to properly pass that test? Or you're going to give a test of 2 weeks, so for 2 weeks, and they miss every other day. Can you take your time to go back every day and say, well, let me just go over this because Johnny wasn't here yesterday, Susie wasn't here, we've got to recover this whole subject just for them. So what did all the other 20-something students do? Y'all just sit here and listen. You've got to be there. That should be something as you grow that's a desire and a want, not something you have to be asked or told. But you can't hear if you don't properly worship. What about when you don't study properly? Look at Amos chapter 8. I thought Mike might quote this in Bible class. He got awfully close to quote Amos as he talked about some of the old prophets. In Amos chapter 8, look at verse 11. Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. It got pretty dry around here the last few weeks, but nowhere close to a famine. But he says, not a famine of water or bread, but of hearing the Word of God. That's our lesson this morning. Well, I heard Facebook this week. I heard the news. How many of you watch 10 o'clock news every night, 9 o'clock news? How many of you read your paper every day? We got a guy who goes to church with us, Jerry Suggs, and we used to have a thing called daily Bible reading. And he would always say, I'm ashamed, but I'm not always a daily Bible reader, but I'm always a daily newspaper reader. He was loyal to it. That's okay. But if we're going to grow, we've got to study. And a lot of people don't study God's Word like they ought. And you can't hear God's Word when you don't study properly. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're told how valuable the Scripture is. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's God's breath. You want to talk to somebody to give you advice? Talk to God. And it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. As I'm trying to grow as a Christian, I need to become more complete. When I was a kid, we had a basketball game on the Nintendo, and you had attribute points. And if you got questions right or you did good, you got attribute points so you could get better at your three-point shooting or your dunking or you could add to certain things about your abilities. As a Christian, that's the same idea. The more I study, the more I worship, the more I grow, I'm becoming a more complete Christian. Better prepared to not sin, to live this life, to handle this world better than I was before. And you can't hear when you close your ears. We went to the zoo in Memphis a few weeks ago. And Siler, my daughters wanted to watch the sea lions do the tricks and stuff. I thought they were seals. I kept calling them seals. They were sea lions. So either way, we got over there. We're going to watch the sea lions. And Siler is doing this. Two-year-old doing that. I thought, wow, that's pretty good because there were some loud noises going on. That's what a lot of people do when it comes to God's Word. They do this. They don't listen. Look at Zechariah chapter 7. Let's go back to the Old Testament to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 7. Look at verse 11. But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears. They stopped their ears that they should not hear. You know the old famous line? You don't want to know the truth. You can't handle the truth. That's it a lot of times. Hey, I want to be a Christian. What do I need to do? You need to hear, believe. You start talking, well, maybe I'm in a wrongful marriage. How should I handle this? Well, let's look at God's Word. All right, we look at God's Word. It says that they're in an improper marriage. Or I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. You need to repent. I don't want to hear it. You need to put God first. It's tough sometimes to hear the truth. But if we're going to grow and be a faithful Christian, we've got to hear. And when we close our ears, we can't hear. Go back to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43 at verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. What's he saying? Is he saying that these people physically aren't... Well, they've got ears. They've got eyes. Do we want to use them? Do we want to listen? Do we want to hear? Can't hear when you don't properly worship God. So this morning, if you're here, I want you to be honest. Here's the beauty of this. I'm not here every Sunday and Wednesday. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. Because today's the day. Today's the day of salvation. The time is now. If you haven't been worshiping properly, leave here today and make a resolution that you want to start being here all the time. That you want to be involved in these Bible classes, in these worship services, in the work here at O'Neill. And that you want to hear God's Word. If you haven't been studying properly, put down your phone every once in a while. Turn off the TV. Say, I'm going to take 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Work at it. Just study God's Word. Challenge yourselves. My daughter's got excited about the back of the Bible where it has, you know, trying to read through the whole Bible, checking off after she's read this book or this chapter. Find a way to push yourself, not just to read, but to read and comprehend and to grow. And if you've had your ears closed because you know you haven't been living right, open them up. Because you can't hear when you're not doing these things and when you're closing your ears. I want to show you an example to conclude the lesson. And I want you to ask yourself, do you really want to hear? In Acts, you have two examples that are polar opposites. You have the preaching of Peter. You have the preaching of Stephen. Stephen's in Acts 7. Peter's in Acts 2. In Acts 2, you have the people that have crucified Christ. They've heard the lesson preached. Now listen to me. They've heard the lesson preached. They've just crucified Jesus. After they heard it, what did they do? So they were pricked at their hearts and said, what do we need to do? They were told to repent and be baptized, every one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and they'd receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And those that were willing were. They obeyed the gospel. They were baptized and added to the church because they heard and they wanted to make a change. But go to Acts chapter 7. And I want to show you what they did here. So we've got two examples. Although we didn't turn and read that, I gave you the summary. I want you to notice Acts chapter 7 here, what happened here. Same situation, different speaker, different audience. Verse 51, Stephen says, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? Skip down to verse 54. When they heard these things, he's preached to them. They were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. They were pricked and cut to the heart just like those in Acts 2. But they being full of the Holy Spirit, but he being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears. And then they stoned him. So that's like today, if Mike did a lesson, and I did a lesson, and we had two different audiences, and one audience said, we've not been attending services like we should. We haven't been hearing God's Word like we should. We haven't been studying God's Word like we should. What do we need to do to fix it? Well, let's see. Here's what we can do. And then the other audience said, we're not going to change. Are you saying that I'm a sinner? Are you saying that I'm evil? You just don't understand. You've never been in my shoes. You don't know what it's like. And they stoned Stephen. So my question is, do you really want to hear? There's times where I tell my wife, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Do not tell me. Don't tell me. You ever had that situation? Mitchell, you ain't going to believe what Siler did in his room when you get home. You just don't even tell me. We went to the doctor. You should see the bill. Just don't even tell me. Right? Ignorance is bliss. Do you really want to hear God's Word that's able to save your soul? That's able to give you a crown of life, home in heaven eternally? I want to hear that. You know what? We passed a tornado siren on the way in. I don't know that we have any of those near our house. If we do, I don't know where it's located. But regardless, I saw one, physically saw it. What's that there for? To warn people. What if a tornado come and you didn't hear it? You didn't know about it? What good is that? We need to hear God's Word so we can be warned. In conclusion, Hearing is the first step to being saved. It's the first step. We can't talk about baptism or repentance or all these other things until we've heard God's Word, until we get this part figured out. If you truly love the Lord and His ways, will you not listen? Hear and act on His Word? In the book of Revelation, over and over and over, He says, "He that has an ear, hear." In Revelation 3:13, He says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Revelation 2:29, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Revelation 3:22, "He who has an ear, let him hear." What's happening there? Well, John's writing to these individual churches saying, "You need to fix this, you need to fix this. You're doing good here, you're doing good here." Listen, hear. Are we hearing this morning? Or is it just going in one ear and out the other? This morning, if you're not a Christian, hearing's the first step. But it's the step where many are lost. Because just like that seed in Matthew 13, it falls on rocky ground, thorny ground. Many hear, and they do nothing with it. We need to hear and hear continuously. And if you're willing to do that, you can start to build upon your faith. This morning, if you've heard God's Word before, and you've been considering becoming a child of God, why not now? We would encourage you and assist you to do that. If you've heard God's Word and you've been faithful for a time, but lately you've been unfaithful, you've just not been hearing. You've been hearing the world and everything else. Why not make a change now? If we can assist you in any way, why don't you come as we sing the song that's been selected.